Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Kim is looking for a second date update today with Peter, and we're going to try and help her out. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. It's actually so crazy because I've literally been listening to you since my mom would drive me to school in the morning, and sometimes she would turn off Second Date Update because she thought it was too inappropriate for me. And here I am.
If only she knew you'd be on Second Date Update someday.
That's so funny. But now you can go back and listen to all the podcasts and hear all of the things that your mother didn't want you to hear.
That's right. Yeah, they go back years, don't they?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, they go back years.
It's going to be so excited to hear me on here.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
So let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Peter, and how'd that first date go?
So I met Peter on Match, and the first date I thought went super well. We basically went out for dinner and drinks, and we had this amazing time. He is so nice. He was a little shy in person, but I thought it was really sweet, and he has this really dry sense of humor that I really like, and he just made me laugh so much. And I could kind of tell that he's not the kind of guy to make, like, a big first move. So after a couple of hours being together, I felt like it was right. So I asked him if he wanted to come over to my place. And he seemed surprised at first, but he said yes, of course. So he came over and spent the night. And the whole night was just really sweet and fun. And I really felt a connection with him. And we just felt really comfortable with each other, which is something like that is super important to me. I mean, at least I felt that with him, because now I'm wondering if maybe I misread him. I have no idea. But anyway, he basically left early in the morning, and I said, I can't wait for our next date. And he said he was excited too, but he hasn't reached out. It's been 5 days, and I'm just like so bummed. I really thought we had this amazing time. So I'm hoping you guys can help me.
Yeah, it's interesting that you picked up on the fact that he's not exactly a first move kind of guy and that you needed to nudge him a little bit.
Yeah.
But as surprised as he was, he was a willing participant. And I like the descriptive words you used when y'all went back to your place and he spent the night. You thought it was just the whole experience was sweet and fun. You felt this comfortable vibe and a connection, to be sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you invited him back, I mean, that's kind of a bold move, especially if you're with a guy who's already acting kind of shy, to go ahead and say, hey, come on, let's go. And then he must not be that shy because he went.
Exactly. I mean, someone had to do it, and that person was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think of the character on there's an old TV sitcom from the 1970s. It's called The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and the lady who played Ted Baxter's wife. Ah, what was the character's name? Anyway. She sounds like her.
Oh.
Where she's so sweet and soft-spoken.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice.
Yeah, her character comes off very sweet and unassuming and gentle, but she's got a much stronger backbone.
She's got a bite, you know, her tone of her voice is very sweet, but sometimes what she says.
Yeah, don't mess with her. Don't cross her.
Georgia Engel.
Georgia, and her name on the show is Georgette.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. That's actually exactly how my friends would describe me.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, that's who you reminded me of. So he sounds like the perfect guy for you, because if he is a little shy to begin with and has a dry sense of humor, it sounds like you two would make a great couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. And his humor, like, he just made me laugh so much. And I just feel like he checked so many boxes, and it just felt really rare that we had that connection. And I don't usually invite guys back. Like, that was just literally from the vibe of the date. So, yep.
That's even better.
I need help.
Okay. He's so shy, he's not calling you back.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wondered that, actually. I was like, maybe I need to, but
right.
Still nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to do some of the work, and it has been 5 days, so he's due for a call.
Exactly, especially after spending the night.
Right.
That's right. So we'll take a break here, Kim, and when we come back, we'll call Peter and see what he thought of you and his date with you. Coming up, the second date update continues on Cincinnati's Q102. Kim met Peter.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts, and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
On Match, and they went on a little dinner date. And she said he was just so nice, a little shy. What a dry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very funny. Not exactly a first move kind of guy, which she picked up on pretty quickly, but she solved that by just inviting him to her place, which is not something Kim does every day either.
I know, like, not at all. Like, it surprised me that I did that.
But hey, he said yes. He went back to your place, spent the night. You said it was sweet and fun. It felt comfortable. You felt like you had a connection. You told him the next morning, I can't wait for our next date. And he said he was excited too, right? We're paraphrasing here, but that was the gist, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was surprised, but then he was eager to go.
Zero hesitation once he gave it a minute to think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So that was 5 days ago. We're going to call Peter and see if it's just a matter of him needing another nudge or if there's some other issue there. Are you ready, Kim?
Yes. Thank you, guys. I'm nervous, but keeping my fingers crossed.
We're going to be right here with you, Kim. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. Got you on speakerphone. It's Jeff, Jen, Tim, Q102 Morning Show.
Oh, whoa. You guys are on the radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Good morning.
And don't mean to catch you off guard or anything.
Wow, okay.
We're not doing a contest. You don't have to answer any questions other than why haven't you called Kim back?
Mm. Wow. Okay. Wow. yeah. Sorry. This is kind of, it's a weird situation there. I did like her. I thought she was great, but there was a little thing, on her dating profile. She had that her name was just an initial K. So when we got to the date, she told me that her name was Kim.
Right.
And my last name is Kim.
Your last name is Kim? K-I-M?
My last name is Kim. So if we got married, she'd be Kim Kim.
Oh.
And yeah, that's not okay.
What? That's not bad. I mean, I think it's kind of, I don't know.
She could go by Kimberly.
I don't know. I'm not going to have that weird confusion my whole life.
Really? Like, this is the sticking point?
Wow.
Are you sure there's not something else? Because she sounds lovely.
Very lovely.
Just say it. Kim Kim.
Kim Kim.
Kim Kim.
I'm Kimberly Kim. Or just say, hey, I'm Kim Kim. it's unforgettable.
Truly.
I mean, my name's Tim Timmerman.
Tim Timmerman.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
that some people, yeah. When I was, you know, in high school would call me Tim Tim.
And honest to God, people think that Tim Timmerman is a radio name, like a name that he invented for the radio.
Yeah, everybody got Tim Timmerman on your dial.
That's your legal name,
that's
right?
Me.
And who was the girl that sang Tim Timmerman, Tim Timmerman, Tim Tim?
Kristen Foydal, second grade.
Tim Timmerman.
You'll have
Tim
a red
Timmerman.
Carpet moment with her someday.
I hope to.
Someday.
Yeah. Listen, Peter, you sound like a nice guy, and we don't want to push you into something if you're just not feeling her. But honest to God, if the name is the only thing, can we bring Kim into the conversation since she's on the line with us and give her an opportunity to plead her case? Kim, you still there?
Hi, guys. Hi, Peter. Yes, I'm still here.
Hi.
Did you know that Peter's last name is Kim?
No, it's actually really funny because I'm realizing I never even asked him his last name. But the thing is, Peter, if we ever were to get married, it wouldn't be an issue because I was planning on not changing my name anyway. Like, I always thought that.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife didn't change her last name, so.
Yeah. So there you go. Problem solved.
That would actually be a problem for me because I'm not going to marry someone who won't take my last name.
Oh, you're like old school like that, huh?
Right. Are you serious? Like, what year is this?
I know what year it is. It's just the way it's got to be. You know, my wife has to have the last name Kim. It's end of story.
Is that a personal preference or is that like pressure from your family or something?
It's a personal preference. I'm not a traditional person, but that is something that that I've always been set on, and it's important for me.
Ah, that's a bummer.
Interesting.
Honestly, like, that's kind of a turnoff. Like, how, like, I don't know. I just don't really like that. That's like really weird to me. It feels like ownership. Like, I don't know.
Hmm.
Thought we had a solution, yeah. Then we didn't.
I guess we don't.
No, we're in an impasse. Okay.
All right.
Well,
that's a bummer.
Yeah, Kim, we're sorry.
Thanks, guys. I mean, at least I have my answer, and now I know it definitely was not meant to be.
Right.
Yeah,
good attitude.
Yep. All right.
All right. Well, Peter, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate your honesty. Even though we don't always like the answer, got to be honest, right?
Yep.
Yep, word.
Okay. Best of luck to you, man.
You too.
Take it easy.
Good luck. There is still, though, the question, though. Why'd he sleep with her if he knew? It wasn't ever going to go anywhere.
You know why.
Yeah, we know why. Men.
Ugh. Can't say no to an opportunity.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. I mean, that just felt like so, like, toxic masculinity, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It did. I was kind of surprised by that. I wasn't expecting that version of him when we called him.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I didn't get that vibe at all. And to your point, it's like, I mean, he did stay the night anyway, so what kind of person is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Live and learn, right, Kim?
Live and learn. I'm always going to ask the last name from here on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck to you, Kim.
Thank you, guys.
Love it's talking to you.
It's been so fun.
Likewise. And if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen, two F's and Jeff, two N's and Jen, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.